Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 399 of the Big Boo Cast. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. We recorded this episode about 9:30 at night. It's a little all over the place. My microphone cut off about midway through. I didn't know it. It was recording through my AirPods. What I'm saying is this episode is a little bit of an audio adventure, but we were really happy that we got it done. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have an episode coming up where we're really going to recap Media Days in depth, so be on the lookout for that next week. Next week will also be our book club for our really fancy subscribers, and we're going to talk about Leif Inger's book, I Cheerfully Refuse. As always, feel free to stop by our Amazon store to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here for episode 399. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are in Dallas, Texas at SEC Football Media Days. And I keep thinking about that meme of Marlo from Real Housewives of Atlanta where she says, "Today drained me."
Yeah.
Today was so fun, but today drained me. I mean, I've really hit the wall in the last 30 minutes.
Well, it was a day of when you're waiting all day for a thing that happens. And here's the thing. I've never been more grateful that I'm going to call it our call time, like the people in the biz call it.
Okay.
That our call time for the Feinbaum show was 5:15, because listen, I woke up with a face situation this morning with the lines so deep in my forehead. Mm-hmm. That I've never looked more like Harry Potter after he'd been almost killed by Voldemort. And so I've never been so thankful that I had the whole day for that situation to clear up.
Sure.
But the amount of nervous energy that we had to manage all day, knowing that was coming.
Listen, okay, so if you didn't listen last week, or I guess we didn't even know last week. Yeah, we found out after we recorded last week's episode. I got a text asking if Melanie and I would come on the Paul Feinbaum show while we were in Dallas. And I will say that calling to relay that information to you was probably a top five moment for me over the course of many years of friendship. At this point, about 19 years of friendship. Calling to tell you that was, I'll never forget it. I was in the Whole Foods parking lot. So we have spent the better part of the last week really digging into wardrobe possibilities.
Yes.
Yeah, like some deep planning. And we arrived in Dallas with an array of skincare products
that would make Sephora jealous, make Sephora want to turn in their license.
And I have, y'all know, I have fairly sensitive skin. I'm pretty particular about what I do when. I have gone all out the last probably 5 days with my masks and my serums and all the things, to the point that when Melanie and I got ready to go downstairs today, not to do the Feinbaum show, but just to go downstairs, my skin was so pink. I think I've uncovered a new layer. It's, man. But Melanie sent me a picture last night. What all did you have going on? You had a mask. You had a chin strap.
Listen, I had a chin mask, and I did that two more times. I'm going to tell you that my face Y'all, I've been on a journey because here's what's happened. So last Wednesday morning, before I knew about the Feinbaum show and that we were going to be on TV, I'd gone to NIVA. And so NIVA had done my microneedling, which I was like, it's going to be fine. If I'm a little peely at SEC Media Days, who's going to care? Well, I'll tell you who cares all of a sudden when you know you're going to be on TV. And I'm like, I can't have a scaly skin situation going on.
Heavens no. No.
I mean, listen, am I going to show up with peely skin to Paul Feinbaum? I don't think so. And so I started using my Maya Chia, the press serum.
Yes.
So I immediately started using that every night because it's super deep moisture. So I was like, okay, this is going to help with the peeling. And listen, nothing makes me sadder than to have a microneedling situation where then I can't just allow myself to have a good peel. That's the whole situation. But I was like, I've got to stop the peeling.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say that last night I put on, what did I do? Oh, I put on a refreshment. We're going to talk about more of that later. This exfoliating moisture mask. I put that on with a chin strap last night. It's one of those so it's supposed to help with puffiness on your jawline.
Right.
But it goes around your ears. It's a whole situation. And so I put that on last night. Then this morning I got up and I had the aforementioned forehead crease. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do my Clarins depuffing mask.
Yes.
And so I put that on with another chin strap this morning. I sent Sophie a picture.
You had no puffiness. You had no puffiness by the time we were on Feinbaum. None.
Because I had that depuffing mask. I wore it for 2 hours this morning. And I sent a selfie to Gully. And Gully said, I see you putting that work in. And I was like, that's right. So I did that. Well, then we went downstairs and we met with some people and we did some stuff today. And then we came back upstairs. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and wash my face again. And I put on, then I put on the Clarins cryo mask, which is frozen.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
With another chin strap at that point, because I was like, why not? So I'm just going to say my face has been masked within an inch of its life is what's happened.
Yeah. Well, and I did the refreshment mask last night, and then I did a strawberry rhubarb mask this morning. But I can't leave a mask on for 2 hours. I'll claw it all right off.
Yeah.
So I didn't leave it on for that long, but I feel like I have rinsed and moisturized and serumed and moisturized and then come back and serumed and moisturized. But I did feel good today about where we were. I felt very hydrated skin-wise.
Yeah.
And
your skin looked great. I told you, your skin looked fantastic.
Thank you so much. And, you want to go into that. There's a lot you can't control. What you can control, you want to handle, in that kind of situation.
As y'all know, we are at SEC Media Days this week, and what you will not be surprised to know is that I took my AG1 travel packs with me because I never want to skip a day of AG1. I originally gave AG1 a try because I felt like healthy aging shouldn't feel so complicated. I was taking so many different vitamins and supplements and mixing and matching pills, and I had to pack all of those every time I left, but I love that I can just bring my travel packs. I can take my AG1. I feel better all day long, and I know that I'm giving my body exactly what it needs to help me set up health in the long run. I drink it first thing every morning before I have my coffee. I brought my Pedialyte with me to take it with it, and I love to cover my nutritional bases to start the day. After drinking AG1, I have so much more energy. I need less coffee to power my day. I don't have to stop and take a nap. And it turns out that I'm not alone. 97% of people in a research study felt more energy after 30 days of drinking AG1. Plus, gut support is such a key factor in immune support. And did you know that 70% of your immune system lives in your gut? In a research study, AG1 was shown to double the amount of healthy bacteria in your gut. Gut diversity is so important to support the health of the gut. AG1 contains a wide range of vitamins, minerals, and superfood sourced ingredients. I can tell you that I have felt so much better and so much healthier, and my immune system seems to be working so much better since I have started taking AG1. If there is one product, y'all, that I would tell you to support your whole body health, it would be AG1. And that is why we have partnered with them for so long. It's easy, it's satisfying to start your journey with AG1. You can try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
So maybe we should back up. We got here. When did we get here? We got here Sunday.
We got here on Sunday. I picked you up. Sophie flew in from Birmingham. She flew in on American Airlines, but she did get in time.
I did. I had a direct flight, which I think is really the way to do any sort of American Airlines related travel. It's just a direct flight is your best
100%. Uh-huh. Yeah. So she flew into DFW on American. I left San Antonio about noon on Sunday, and I was like, this will work perfectly. Like, I'm going to arrive at DFW about the time you're landing at DFW. This will be great. What I didn't factor in is I've never actually picked somebody up in an automobile from the DFW airport. I've always been picked up from DFW. That's a whole situation. It's a whole situation where I thought I may just get stuck in some loop where I never get out of this airport and I never find Sophie. And I'm embarrassed to say that when I pulled up, what I didn't realize is that the DFW airport, they make you take a ticket. You have to pay just to pull through and pick somebody up.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't know what to do. And y'all, I've never felt more like my great Aunt Fina, because what happened was, as I pulled up to this thing and it looked like there was a place to tap your credit card. So I was like, well, maybe you just tap here, maybe whatever. Meanwhile, a line of cars is pulling up behind me. It's like a toll road situation where you have all these different lanes, and I couldn't figure out, am I supposed to get a ticket? Am I trying to pay? I don't know what's happening. People were honking. I was sweating. I was so nervous. I didn't know. And I finally pushed the assistance button, and I think I yelled at the lady. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And she was like, push, ma'am. You're going to need to push the white button for a ticket. And then I felt stupid because the white button was literally right there. But I panicked. And then I was texting Sophie and the reception was bad. So I was like, she was like, I'm in terminal B. But I was like, but then it makes you choose as you pull in. Is it B21 through 50 or is it B1 through 20?
Yeah. And I got some bad info that I was at B5 when really I was at B30. Which is the bottom line is, I'm going to tell you, I got my steps in.
With a suitcase, with three bags.
I know, with my backpack and two bags that I checked. I ran into a former student out there on the sidewalk in Dallas. And finally made my way to Melanie. And of course, we get in the car. And it was just, the car in front of us had the same experience that Melanie did trying to get into the airport, getting out of the airport, at which point I thought, well, we die here in the lane where you pay to leave.
We're never leaving. We live here now. Forward our mail to the DFW airport.
That's it. So, but we finally got here to the Omni.
Yes.
And we had to pass the grassy knoll on the way, which I will say, I so appreciated seeing it because I'd never seen it before. I had some concerns about the landscaping. I feel like I expected it maybe. I know it's dry. I understand that. Maybe there's a community group that might want to come in and spruce that up because it is a super significant historical site. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just saying I was surprised that the shrubs didn't look better. But it's history.
It so feels like they could do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we checked in the hotel and we kicked off our media days experience. Oh, no, wait, we got to back up because we went to the casino in Highland Park and got dinner. And we sat at the bar because they were packed. And so we got two seats at the bar and we were sitting there watching the baseball draft, eating some delicious nachos. And when we left, there were two very tall gentlemen close to the door where you walked out. And Melanie just walked right in between them and just kind of said, excuse me, because they had a lot of space in between them, but there was really not a great way around them. And so after Melanie walked through, one of them scooted up and I walked around. But as he was scooting up, I was like, oh, that is Troy Aikman. That is the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Troy Aikman. Hello, Troy Aikman. It is good to see you in Dallas, where you played for the Cowboys. So,
yes.
As soon as we got outside, I was like, Melanie. Uh-huh. It was Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And your response was, I did not even notice. You walked through him. So,
I was just, how could I walked totally through him. I mean, he's like 6'5". Why would I not?
Easy.
Like, there was nothing. Yeah. But here's what I hated about it is I felt like I did a lot of things on Sunday that proved Perry correct about a lot of things he says about me. And one is he's like, you're so unobservant. Like, so between the parking situation and then walking right by Troy Aikman, who is somebody who I saw on my television every Sunday for years and years and years and continue to see.
Yeah.
And was completely oblivious. And so when I talked to Perry on Monday, I said, yeah, so apparently I walked right by Troy Aikman and just said, excuse me, and just kept walking. And Sophie had to tell me, he's like, I'm going to tell you, that doesn't surprise me even one bit. So anyway.
I'm having to turn around because I'm sitting on a bed, everybody. And I feel like this is the closest I'm going to get to a beanbag. But I had to turn around because I'm so tired. And I'm making myself sit up on the edge of the bed because I'm getting a little drowsy. Lean back against that headboard. So I'm gonna sit at attention for the remainder of our time.
Mm-hmm. So we saw Troy Aikman. Then we came back to the Omni. And then Monday morning, we got up. Oh, we got up at the crack of dawn. That's speaking of a mask situation.
Oh,
got up
no
at the
joke.
Crack of dawn. I also depuffed on Monday morning. So I've done about 5 masks since I've been in Dallas. So.
Listen, if you were still at all like mildly hormonal teens, 20s, 30s, you would have had cultivated quite a breakout for yourself. Your skin would have utterly revolted. But at this point, I think you've just worked it. Like you conditioned it almost, you know, like it knows.
That's it.
It's going to have to do some heavy lifting. It's going to mm-hmm. have to be responsive. But Cole, our friend Cole Kublik, asked us to come on his radio show Monday morning that he does with Greg McElroy for Jocks Radio in Birmingham. And so when he asked, I was like, okay, what time? And he was like, and what was it? He wanted us to come at 8:20 so we could do 2 segments.
8:20,
uh-huh. Which meant when I told Melanie, she was like, oh, because that meant we were going to have to get up really early to get ready. So,
yes.
But you did. I'll give it to you. You got up.
Yeah.
You were ready. You were mm-hmm. refreshed. And we went and did their show, which was, it was so fun just to kind of, I love just seeing them kind of do their thing. But
For sure. Yeah.
So fun to talk to them. And then, and Cole tried to make you mad, which I knew he would. And then about all the A&M that stuff. And mm-hmm. then we spent the rest of the day really just going in and out of the main media room and listening to the coaches as they came through.
During summer, I feel like it's so much harder to maintain a good work-life balance. If your kids are out of school for the summer, you're trying to figure out the best ways to do stuff and to make things more efficient so that you have more time to just live your life. You can free up the time consumed by tedious mailing and shipping tasks with Stamps.com. Stamps.com streamlines your postage needs, making your business more efficient and putting more life into your work-life balance. Here's the thing I love about Stamps.com. It's a mobile app that can be your 24/7 post office. You can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go with the Stamps.com mobile app. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale. You can easily schedule package pickups through your Stamps.com dashboard. You can automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. It makes it so simple and it saves you the time of having to go to the post office and wait in the lines and do all of the things, especially in this heat. You can put more life into your work-life balance with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
Which is when I decided that I really wanted to evaluate what they were wearing. We'll talk more about that on Patreon, but it has proven to be fascinating to me just these 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think it's an interesting, this is such a, when you're here for media days, I'm going to say overwhelmingly, what would you say? It's 95% men for the most part.
Oh.
Does that feel fair?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would say 95, maybe 97. It's, when I say there's a handful of women, I mean, there are about 25 of us. Like, it's by and large, it's not geared. Well, it's just not an atmosphere where there are a lot of women. That's the best way I know it is not.
But it's interesting to see the men's different fashion choices. And there again, we'll talk about that more on Patreon. But to see the coaches, I feel like I've really put some thought into it. I'm going to say, and this isn't any of the coaches, but I'm just saying in general, I'm seeing a lot of cropped pants situations. And I'm not a fan. Yeah. Not a fan. I feel like a man's ankle isn't necessarily anything that we want to see in a pant.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know it's a style thing. It's my personal preference. I just prefer old school pants. Like what just happened to like a nice old school pant situation?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We actually really had thought about what we were wearing this week for some reason because nobody cares. Nobody knows, one, who we are, two, what we're doing here. Certainly not interested in our clothes. But we really thought about it. It meant something to us.
We did.
Even if it wasn't going to mean anything to anybody else. But, and then last night we went to, they had like a preview of one of the SEC storied new documentaries that's coming out this fall called Saturday Night Lights. And it's all about when the games, college football games, started being played at night. And they go back and kind of trace that from the 60s forward. And I thought that was fantastic. I so enjoyed it. And it was at the Texas Theater, which is where we're doing our live show in November. So it was fun for me. You'd already been there before, but it was fun for me to see it ahead of time. So that was big fun. That was an unexpected thing I didn't know we were going to get to do. And
no, it was so fun. We nearly died on a charter bus getting there. But then once we got there.
We did. Oh, y'all, golly. Yeah.
You don't even know the way that my life flashed before my eyes is this bus, which I find charter buses to be so problematic because there's just a whole fume situation that I just don't do well with.
Well, and my thing with them is I can't see out the front that if I'm going to get car sick, it's because I can't see out of the front. It's because I'm too far.
Yes.
Like, you know, and so that it's, but fortunately, it wasn't a lengthy ride on the charter bus. It was a short ride, but it was an eventful one.
It was enough time to die. It was enough time to potentially die. Because I'm going to say that we pulled out, and I thought the only thing that's keeping us from death in this moment is the fact that this is, in fact, an enormous bus that people are going to stop for.
Right.
But there was a truck coming in real hot that I thought, this feels like I'm in the movie Speed or something. You know, like I'm on a bus, and this feels real problematic. But we got there. It was lovely. We got to meet Laura Rutledge, who I'm just going to tell you is beyond stunning in person. I mean, she's stunning on TV.
She's radiant.
Yes, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. Like, it just, she was so beautiful and very, so nice and gracious. Because there again, who are we? You know what I mean? She didn't have to be like nice to us or whatever. No, that's what, are we somebody's old aunts? Like, how did we get in? Who let us in is what I'm saying.
Well, we are the mammals of podcasting.
So. Yes, we are.
So thank you, SEC, for welcoming us into your media festivities this week. She was lovely. But we did have a moment. Mm-hmm. We went to this little reception before we watched the documentary. And there were a lot of media personalities that we recognized in the room. No one, of course, knew who we were. But Melanie and I sat in our little seats and sang to one another, two of these things are not like the others.
Yeah.
Two of these things do not belong. But everybody was so great, and I have thought all day, we talked a little bit, and I don't mean, this is not name droppy, I hope, like, because y'all know, this is sincerely stuff that we love, so,
yes.
And this is a network that we legitimately watch more than some might say is healthy, so,
yes.
So anyway, we got to meet Peter Burns, who is one of the anchors on SEC Network, and I so love watching Peter Burns.
Oh, sorry. That was my phone just went off. I'm so sorry. Listen, speaking of professionalism.
You love to see it when it's somebody that you've watched for a long time. We came back here and then we spent really the bulk of today preparing our skin and our hair for our time on Feinbaum. So I have to say this. I've been thinking about this ever since we got home from dinner. Our friend Cole,
I think everybody probably has had an experience where you go somewhere and you're so happy to be there, but you don't necessarily know the ins and outs of how it all works. And our friend Catherine has been above and beyond gracious and helpful to us, just with connecting us with people, even somebody who planned the event last night at the Texas Theater, so we could ask her questions about that experience since we're getting ready to plan an event. Catherine's just goes above and beyond, and Cole has gone above and beyond for us. It's been the sweetest thing, and I'm so grateful and so appreciative, because it's just nice to feel like in this kind of situation that's not the norm for us, it's just good to have friends. And so I'm just really grateful for those friends. So
whenever I travel, here's one thing that becomes really clear to me is what my favorite makeup products are, because they're the ones that I pack first thing and I know that I don't want to leave home without. Some of my very favorites are Thrive Cosmetics. I love their viral tubing mascara, the one that's in the turquoise tube that you see everywhere. It is a great dramatic mascara that wears so well. It's so easy to see why so many of their bestsellers have over thousands of five-star reviews. All their products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. One of my new things, y'all, and I put this on my five favorites a couple of weeks ago, is their new Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon. I love a lipstick crayon. I love how easy it is to put on, and this one is so good. It goes on so smooth. It's a two-in-one lipstick and liner. It allows you to line, define, and fill in one step. It's got a built-in sharpener. It's waterproof. It's sweatproof. It lasts up to 12 hours while delivering rich, opaque pigmentation. It glides on tug-free. It gives you even color across your lips. It's bold. It's non-sticky. It's got a velvety finish. When you allow it to set, you'll get up to 12 hours of hydration and wear. It is truly a miracle lip product, and I love it. Right now, I've been using the Reagan and the Joe for everyday wear, but they have a Stephanie that is a deep magenta, so if you need a dramatic lip, I love it. I cannot recommend this enough. It is one of my favorite lip products. It wears amazing. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. It's beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 10% off your first order. And I felt like Catherine and Cole were both so sweet, because they were like, hey, we're going to make sure Paul knows about y'all before you go on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never been more grateful, because I just felt like it was going to be, and listen, Paul Feinbaum could not have been, I mean, he was so gracious. Yeah. He was so lovely. He was so warm and welcoming to us. And I'm like, listen, Paul, you didn't know what you were signing on for. You were talking to Nick Saban an hour ago, and now you're talking to us. And I'm sorry, you know, like, I'm sorry, but thank you for being so gracious.
This has got to be a letdown for you, Paul, but yes. We certainly appreciate your generosity. And also, I mean, he was so kind, and Cole teed us up really well before we got out there. But I told Melanie when we were waiting for our turn to go on, I was like, you know, I remember when SEC Network started, like the day it started, and I was so excited about there being the whole network, you know, devoted to SEC coverage, because I don't know if everybody's aware, but we're fans. And yes. I recorded like the moment it came on, like their first broadcast happened, like at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, and I was cooking supper and I filmed it. I'm going to go back and find it, because I'm very confident that at no point in watching that initial broadcast that I think, you know, I bet I'll get to do something with that one day. Like, just never. Yeah. It was surreal in a way, you know, I've read Paul Feinbaum's columns and watched his show and listened to him on the radio, my goodness, for over 20 years. And I just, that's crazy that we got to do that. So,
yeah, it really was. It was so fun. And it just, you know, we've said, y'all, and this is just shows the little sports nerds that we are. But we were like, this is kind of like our Academy Awards. Now, don't get me wrong, I would still like to go to the actual Academy Awards, but like to get to go do this and just see people that we've watched on TV on Saturdays and call games and all of that is just, it's so fun. It's just like a dream. And so who would have thought back when we were watching, because we brought up today that we were real enamored with the show, the SEC Coaches' Wives, that was like a Real Housewife show that came on for sadly just one season. But that someday we would get to do something like this.
Also so surreal, because today we were in a room when we were meeting with somebody, and we were in this room where a lot of the media people go when they're getting their makeup done and all that kind of stuff. And we're having this conversation, and Melanie's beside me, and you know, we're talking with a couple of people, and like, here comes Nick Saban just in his gray suit, just walking around, and he's tan. He looks younger. He looks like, but you can't help but like your eyes have to move in that moment because it's Nick Saban, you know? And you think, stay in the moment, stay in your conversation. But then, I mean, it's such a squirrel thing because it's like, Nick Saban.
And I appreciated that after the fact, Sophie was like, hey, do you see Nick Saban? And I'm like, do you think I didn't see Nick Saban? Like, listen, I clocked that the minute he walked through the door. It's like the energy changed. I knew exactly who had just walked into that room.
You were observant then. Absolutely.
Yeah. So apparently, sorry, Troy Aikman, no offense to you, but so there was something different when Nick Saban walked in the room. I was like, oh, there he is. But listen, I'm going to tell you that the retirement life has agreed with him because he looks young and fresh and not stressed at all. And who could blame him? Because good night, that's a lot of stress.
Interesting to me. I mean, because I didn't know that he was going to be here until right at the end of last week. And I think I sent Melanie an alert text, just knowing he was going to be here. So tomorrow, I'm so excited because Jeff Levy, who's Mississippi State's head coach, our new coach, is going to be here along with Kalen DeBoer, who's Alabama's new coach. And I can't even remember who the other few coaches are tomorrow. That'll come to me later. We're going to stay to see Mike Elko on Thursday, and then we will head home.
Yeah, and man, what a time it's been. And I feel like I've been looking forward to it for so long, like I'm going to be real sad it's over, you know?
I thought when I got back tonight, I was like, okay, two more sleeps. And listen, I'll be so happy to get home, but still, you know, it's just, we've looked forward to it for a long time. And I have to say, it has exceeded my expectations. So who knows what adventures the next 2 days might hold.
There's no telling.
No telling. So
no anyway, telling.
That's about all that's going on with us, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's pretty much it. We are officially in vacation season, and we are midway through the summer, which means that it is also hot. So I want to take a second to talk about the things that I can't travel without. Most importantly, I have to bring a deodorant that I can trust, especially in this heat. And that's why I love Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Not only is it clinically proven to block body odor all day long, but you can use it everywhere that we get odor. Thanks to Lumi, I don't have to spend a single second of vacation time worrying about whether or not I smell. It's just full-blown relaxation mode with head-to-toe confidence to boot. So if you're taking a trip this summer, Lumi makes the ultimate travel partner. They've even got travel-size minis that are perfect for your toiletry bag. And there's a special offer right now. New customers can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us have to worry about odor again. Unlike other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid that controls odor in a new way. It delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your underarms to your feet. And here's what I love about it too. It rolls on smooth, it feels soft on your skin, it's not irritating, and the toasted coconut smell is perfect for summer. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BIGBOO for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. I watched an episode of The Bear last night just to kind of wind down. So I think I'm almost done with The Bear. Okay. I finished The Chosen. I would agree with Caroline's assessment. Season four is not a feel-good season. You know where it's going, so it feels real, you know, sad. Yeah. But it's so good. And then I brought a book, but I haven't even picked it up since I've been here.
I am reading an Ellen Hildenbrand. Yes, an Ellen Hildenbrand book, which I can't remember the name of it, but it's the one that's now about to be a series on Netflix with Nicole Kidman and and somebody else. What's his name? I can't. He was married to Naomi Watts. That guy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
For some reason, listen, I want to say Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. That is not correct. That is not correct.
I'm gonna have to. I'm having such a.
Is it Jude Law? Is it Jude Law? Who's married to Sienna? Whatever her name is. I am my great aunt Fina. It's happened.
Oh, what? This is terrible. Like, I just never thought I would be the person who could not remember an actor's name. And here we are. It's not. Okay, I'm going to have to look at
Herb, Herb Flingslinger? Is it Herb Fringsleaser? Herb. Herb Franzinger?
It's Brian Chalmers.
That's who it was.
I have no idea what his name is. I can see his face. It was called, okay, the book's called The Perfect Couple. So now I've got to look up the cast of The Perfect Couple. Hold on. We're going to get to the bottom of this because I'm not going to let it
be.
We
are.
Me.
We're not. Okay. Billy Crudup.
No, it's not Billy Crudup.
What? They're married?
I like that you have shut it out. Billy Crudup and Jude Law with great authority. I really, it's not her current husband, her former husband. Liam Schreiber.
Oh, I would have never come up with that. In a million years.
Okay.
I do, but I wouldn't have come up with it. I couldn't identify him in a lineup because at some point in my brain, all of those celebrities started to run together. So I don't remember. It's hard for me to differentiate one from the other.
That was so, taxing.
We did that earlier today, though, too, because you were like, who was Arkansas's coach?
Gosh.
I was like... Bobby Petrino, and you were but I just thought of it. See, in the search for Naomi Watts's husband, what I came up with is Brett Bielema. It was Brett Bielema is the Arkansas.
4 hours because I said it was Arkansas's coach before Sam Pittman, and Melanie went Bobby Petrino, but not that one, the one who had the young wife. And we just sat and stared at each
other. Sat there. No. And I knew Wisconsin. He came from Wisconsin. I knew, but I couldn't. I can picture him. I was like, I know they met in Vegas. I know all these things.
Yeah.
Brett Bielema. That's who it was.
Her name's Jen.
Bielema. Oh, I wouldn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have remembered that. But
oh, my
Bielema,
gosh.
That's who. Oh, I'm exhausted. My brain is so tired from all that. I'm never going to be able to drop you back off at DFW. I'm never going to be able to navigate that airport. Too many brain cells have died this week.
I feel better that I got to leave Schreiber. I feel better that we got to Brett Bielema. But, man, that was hard work. That was really hard
work. It was a lot.
That was grueling.
It was a lot.
Okay, so.
It was.
Is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. Even if it's not, let's just say that it is. Okay, my very first one. Y'all, I was so excited to find these, and I can't tell you, I don't know why I didn't search for them sooner, because this feels like a really simple thing. But when I walk the dogs, I like to have my AirPods. I was like, what are they called? I like to have my AirPods, and I like to have my phone, and I like to have music. And so I always would wear my leggings. What? Why are you laughing?
I was just thinking about all the things that you could have said instead of AirPods when I put on my headset. When I grabbed my Walkman.
When I grabbed my Sony Walkman. When I liked it. When I pop in a cassette tape. When I pop in a cassette tape, what I like to do. So I always wear leggings because they have the side pocket. And I have an armband that I can wear my phone on, but I don't really like wearing that because it's not very comfortable. And so then I looked up and I was like, I need some like good like workout running shorts. And I found these. They're the Craze Yoga 2-in-1 high-waisted running shorts. So what they have is built-in like biker shorts that have the side pocket, but yet they are still an athletic, I'm going to call them a wind short. I know that's not what people call them anymore, but I'm from the 80s, so that's what I call them. But it's the, so it's like a 2-in-1 short, but that side pocket in the short is a total game changer.
Okay.
And they're by high-waisted the way, and the, yeah.
I just realized my microphone's not been plugged in this whole time. I've been talking on my AirPods. No. It was plugged in initially, but apparently it came loose when I moved. So I'm just real sorry for the sound quality situation, but we're going to run with it.
Well, it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be fine, y'all. This is where we're at. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, these high-waisted running shorts, if you're looking for something like this, I've now ordered them in multiple colors because they're super comfortable. They're high-waisted, which feels good, but it's not a tight high waist. And then I love that you've got the side pocket to put your phone in. So
they're very cute.
And I think they're real cute. And I think they come in a couple of different lengths. Like I think they come in a shorter inseam or a little bit longer, maybe a 3-inch or a 4-inch or whatever. But they're really good athletic shorts. And I was super excited to find them.
Okay. So, these are really cute.
Yeah, I like them. So then the next thing, speaking of shorts. So Perry Schenkel, I'm going to tell you all a story about him. He's got a longer torso and his legs are shorter. And so he likes a short. Now that men are wearing shorts that are a little bit shorter, he really needs a 5-inch inseam short.
Okay.
So we had been looking. Now, these do come in a 7-inch, too, if that's too short for your husband. But on a whim, because we'd ordered from J. Crew, we'd ordered all these different ones, and we just couldn't find any that he liked. So on a whim, I was like, let's try these Amazon. They are these Amazon flat front men's chino shorts. They're so lightweight. They wash and dry like a dream. They come in tons of colors. They're really like a great fit. Like they're not dry fit material, but they almost feel like they are. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if your husband or son or somebody needs shorts, these are actually really good ones at like, I think they're like $25. They're a great price point. So we've ordered a bunch of those. The next thing is, this was part of my masking regimen this week, and I had just ordered it because I had seen it on the Maya Chia website, because I love Maya Chia stuff. And this is their newest mask, and it's the Maya Chia, the Refreshment Exfoliating Moisture Mask. Okay, so the Maya Chia, the Refreshment Exfoliating, it feels really good. Like I put it on last night, and so what it's supposed to do is infuse your face with moisture, but it also exfoliates, so you're a little brighter when you're done, and it just feels kind of minty fresh when you put it on. It's like a blue gel kind of mask. And I do think my skin looked lighter and brighter this morning after I used it last night. So I really like it.
How when I washed it off, I loved how my skin felt afterwards too.
Yeah.
And you get a lot in there. You can use it for a minute because it's a generous portion of the refreshment. So
yeah. And you don't have to, you know, you just need a real thin layer, but I really liked it. And I think the Maya Chia products are so good because their ingredients are so good and it just feels like they're very like clean skin loving ingredients. And so I was real happy with that. So, it's a great mask if you're looking for something like that. The next thing is, I don't know if y'all know, but it's the Nordstrom anniversary sale. I've kind of, as the years have gone by, I have gotten over the hype of the Nordstrom anniversary sale because, y'all, we've been wearing that Blardigan, that Barefoot Dreams Blardigan for a long time. Like, we all know what they have. It's always the same stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to stock up on basics and things that you love. And one of the things I really love are their Moonlight Eco Knit Pajamas. And they are on sale right now. And they're just a really good, soft cotton knit pajama, and this is a great time too. You could get them for your mother-in-law or for an aunt or for whoever for Christmas. You could get a pair for yourself. They come in super cute prints. I love them. They're super soft. They're great pajamas. So that is number 4 on my list if you were looking to buy something from the Nordstrom sale.
Pajama bottoms are long, which Melanie prefers.
Yes, I do not like a cropped pajama bottom situation. I need a long pant. They do come in a short sleeve version, but there again, I like, as you as most of y'all know, Perry and I keep our house at a temperature where we could hang meat if needed. So I like to have long pants and long sleeves even in the wintertime. Yes. I mean, even in the summertime. The last thing, I bought this for Caroline and me because Caroline has really, she loves Jackie Hill Perry, and I do too. She listens to her podcast. And so I thought this summer, it's a 60-day devotional, and I got it for Caroline and I so we could both do it because I thought it would be kind of fun to go through it together. We haven't talked about it really one time, but we both have said that we've really liked it. But I'm too busy. I'm bebopping around, you know? Yeah, but it was a nice thought. But anyway, she is doing it because we talked about it the other day. And she was like, no, I do really like it because she just likes Jackie Hill Perry is just really straightforward. And so I've really loved it. And it's called Upon Waking. It's a 60-day devotional. It's just really straightforward. But I like the way that the whole way she's written it is kind of like, she's like, this is really not meant to take the place of like you reading the Bible or spending time in the Word. It's like, this is like your kind of a little bit of an appetizer to make you want to go have the whole meal, which I like because it's just the what she talks about in the themes and all of that. It's just really good. And so if you're looking for a devotional to do, it's really good. So okay. That's the fifth of my five favorites.
Come up with five favorites in a week like this one has been. We appreciate your commitment. Listen. And we appreciate you taking the time to share your expertise in these areas. So,
well, listen, we are professionals. Mm-hmm. We are professionals. Yes. I feel like we really showed that today. Y'all, I didn't even tell you about that when I was on Feinbaum, that my whole headset and microphone started to fall down my back. And it was the equivalent of wearing a strapless bra at a wedding where you know it's failed you, but you don't know what to do about it because it's going to be a real scene. And so you just have to let it go. Yeah. You just have to let it go. Yeah. And, you know, but it all worked out.
They started putting my headset on that I said, hey, my head's enormous. And he mm-hmm. was like, hey, this is a show where we have football players. And I was like, it's still enormous. So, but we made it. We made it. So
you did. And I noticed that you refrained because I was waiting for you to say, and I have very small ear canals, but you didn't. You didn't.
And I didn't talk about my arches. So
no.
And I didn't laugh as much because I really listened to our episode with our segment with Cole and Greg. And I told Melanie, I said, I laughed so much. And it's because because I think it's funny. But on mm-hmm. sports shows, they don't laugh like we laugh on the podcast. So it feels like a distraction. So I had really had a talk with myself today. Like, hey, dial it mm-hmm. back on the laughing. You don't have to laugh at everything. Like, you know, like.
I know, but listen, I like your laugh, and the podcast, everybody loves your laugh. It's a great laugh.
I don't know that it translates so much, you know, to Feinbaum or to Mac and Cube. So anyway, we're learning. We're trying to learn and figure it out. So anyway,
That's right.
I still messed up my microphone for this episode. Why would I suddenly get that right after 17 years? But I am using my old microphone because it was easier to pack. And it just came undone while we were recording. So anyway.
Listen, it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be mm-hmm. fine. So y'all, thanks for listening. We're going to talk more about, we're going to finish out SEC Media Days. We're going to do a Patreon and talk more about it. If you're interested in that type of thing. And anyway, just thanks for listening. We appreciate y'all being here.
All right. We'll be back next week with episode 400.
Wow. Okay. 17 years, 400 episodes later.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Bye.